Okay, so first of all, when you break open a set of FOIA documents, a lot of times the like recipient or a lot of the pertinent information related to the document is actually redacted. So you really have to be able to fill in the blanks or be able to corroborate the information inside the document either through hyperlinks or following information and seeing if it correlates with other proven information. Also, the types of programs that really you also the other consideration is would the government want to declassify some of these documents too? Like, you're not gonna find huge smoking guns for stuff that's currently going on inside the FOIA releases that at least are typically doled out by some of these intelligence agencies because they live behind a complete screen of secrecy. And but we have to do what we can, and we have some doc or we have some sunshine laws. Sunshine is the best disinfectant, and the best recourse for bad speech is better speech, not suppression of speech. This is just the American way, and so, but what is un-American is having this huge, unanswerable, unassailable, unknown, abysmal, complete country, really, a complete country upon itself, that is above the law, that is the intelligence community. And the next podcast we got on this essay collection is going to be a Washington Post article from like 12 years ago about the basically the intelligence community and how big it is. It's called Top Secret America, and it's something that is archived, and actually they had this whole database of all the different I guess private contractors that they'd come across in their this like open source research. More they worked on this for like 2 years, but they have this database basically that you have to look up on the Wayback Machine that's not even published anymore on Washington Post's website, which tells you everything you need to know. Because here's the other thing. The reason why you see all this reporting from like Ukraine or any of these areas that are like inflection points is because the CIA is allowing it, or the intelligence community in its totality. The only reason why you're getting briefs of military actions, because the military is like any other organization, except a lot more opaque in the fact that they'll give a press release, right? But they also these exclusives and a source in the Pentagon and all these different back channel sources for journalists, if you even want to call them that, propagandists, really, in the mainstream media particularly. Well, it's how they get that is collusion with intelligence agencies. And so really one of my biggest contentions in all of this is that most of the media that we're getting is actually being coordinated by intelligence community contractors, and they've been placed through there because they all go get the same journalists that are going to mainstream media channels are going to the same schools where the CIA and everybody else harvest their people. And all you if you need access to Department of Defense information, you want to play ball with the CIA or whoever they represent themselves as, but you know who they are. But that's neither here nor there. What we have today is James Clapper's emails that were pertaining to the Bilderbergers. I know it's a 5 minute intro just to get to where what I was saying. But every little bit of it's pertinent to what the hell is going on right now. But So I've been looking through a lot of these older FOIA requests, and just culling through open source documents and finding good stories to tell. And one of them that I popped up on was the Build-A-Burgers, because with the Great Reset inbound, and we're looking at it right now, all this war and everything like this, all this is planned to a T. I mean, by the name that it implies, the Great Reset, it's a credit situation. It's literally, they're trying to bottom out the world economy. And I probably would think take down the dollar to make the dollar just another currency above some world economic forum currency kind of thing that's, maybe a crypto kind of thing. Who knows? But I know it has to do with debt. I mean, that's honestly, and also all the huge institutions all around the Western world, all over the world, taking on all this debt. And all the finicky stuff going on with, payment processors and stuff in Russia, and the access to the market. I think we're seeing a lot of changes that we don't really understand right now, and we can still fight against them. It's not over and done with. We're still a republic, whether elements in our society want to recognize that and understand what that means, but. We still are a republic, and we can turn this thing around. But the Bilderbergers is a group that, the intrigue is there because it's completely opaque, and it's the stuff of we fill in the blanks with superstition, with conspiracy theories that might seem unreasonable. I'm more of a reasonable guy. You're not going to sell me on like a Q drop kind of thing or anything like that. Like I think people are pretty simple in their motivation and have some type of modicum. Even the most evil people have a modicum of morality in their own way. Like they think they're doing the right thing. That's the only reason why you can be righteous, is you think that you're doing the right thing, and everybody's righteous, especially the people who are not, objectively not. They're the most righteous, They're they used to be, once upon a time, Bible thumpers, like reborn Christians, and now they're socialist, what's the word? Secularist, really. And there is no moral, framework in that at all, as far as like just. Like, what do you have if not for a rationale for freedom and justice and beauty and all that that's related to something higher than just humanity? Because humanity, let's be honest, is just fucking and sucking and shitting and pissing and, dime a dozen tricks and drug addictions and fucking big old pustule abscesses and, there's not much nobility in humanity if there wasn't divinity. So, any of these people, like the Bilderbergers, who are like the neoliberal order, you got to be very skeptical of these people. So, that's why I jumped right into this document trove. But it was a little bit of a wild goose chase, if you will.